Vov Tammuz, Friday the 14th of June, Rabbi Shimon Kaplan, Parshas Chukas, We Don't Have to Understand.
You know the story that Ponov Zhirov once came to a shtot to speak, and he spoke three times that Shabbos. He spoke Friday night. There was somebody sitting there and thought to himself, I want to hear it again. So he went Shabbos morning to the other shul expecting to hear the same drosha. Ponov Zhirov got a shock. He saw the same fellow sitting there, so he changed the drosha off in Platz. When they asked me to speak Parshas Chukas, I thought, I've spoken a few times already in Manchester, Parshas Chukas, start your day. And I walk up here, so I don't have to prepare so much. I walk up here, I see Rabbi Brody here. I'm not the Ponager of, and I have to give the same one, I'm sorry, but I think you've heard it before. The Parshas Chukas starts off, Zois Chukas Aparah, Zois Chukas Aparah.
That's right, that's one of the kashas.
It speaks about Parah Aduma. And Rashi brings that the Goyim would chap a Klal Yisrael and say to Klal Yisrael, what a type of mitzvah is this? Ma tam yeshpo, the Medrash explains the complication that they found with Parah Aduma was the fact that it's Matama Tahirim and Matayah Tameim. It's Matayah Tameim and Matama Tahirim. Brings Rashi from the Medrash, you're not allowed to ask any questions, that's how it is, accept it. The Lashon of the Medrash that Rashi's bringing is Chukka Chokakti Gzeira Gozarti. So the first question is, what's this double Lashon? Chukka Chokakti, statue I've established, Gzeira, a decree I've decreed. But another question I always had Shver, ready from a young age, Chazal tell us there's a reason behind it. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason. Chazal tell us when Mashiach will come, we'll also know the reason. So if there is a reason, why can't we know the reason? Even Shlomo HaMelech says, "Amalti ech kamal b'yirachoyka mimeni." Even the wisest of all people never knew the reason. Why couldn't we know the reason? What's the reason that we don't know the reason? Another question, Chazal tell us when Mashiach will come, it will be revealed to us exactly what the reason is, how it works. What's the difference when Mashiach comes? The Psukim in Devarim, the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael will be a beacon unto the nations. I want you to keep Torah when you live amongst the nations. The Pasuk continues, and Rashi writes, through keeping Torah, living a life, Alpi Torah, Bezois Techa Shevu, Chachomim Unavoyim, you'll be considered wise, clever, Be'ene Amim, in the eyes of the nations. Klal Yisrael was supposed to be a beacon of light to all the nations. When we were living in Eretz Yisrael after Matan Torah, in a civilized manner, with moral values, I think, I was taught in school, it's correct, in England at that time, they were living a very wild life, living like animals, and slowly the civilization of Klal Yisrael spread out from the Middle East to the entire world. Most of the constitutions of different countries, of democracies, and of all different types of countries are built on the concepts which we find in the Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a beacon of light unto the nations, they should look up to us. They should look at us as being superior, as having a way of life far superior than their way of life. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us something that makes no sense? They're going to chepper us about it, Rashi brings. What's the purpose? By keeping the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, the goyim are going to look down at us. They're going to find a way of machin avek Torah, saying the whole thing doesn't make sense. When you find one thing wrong with something, you say everything's wrong. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this for? So the main question we're asking is, why don't we know the reason? Why couldn't we know it? And how does it look to the goyim when we do these things that seem to be strange? What's the Loshna Medrash Chukka Chokakti Gzeira Gozarti? Rabbi Chana Vassman in Kuntus Devei Seifrim, Beis Salant, explain as follows. The world's been standing for almost 6,000 years. In every generation we see things happening which sometimes are difficult to understand. Bichlolus, people in their own lives, things happen to them which also they don't understand why they're happening. When we live through our lives, Chofetz Chaim gives a model. There was a play which had been running for 2 hours already, and a person walks into the show and he looks at the stage, he sees three people sitting there drinking coffee, relaxing. Suddenly a policeman walks in, grabs one of them, handcuffs him and takes him to prison. So the person who's walked in says, "What's going on here? You're watching a silly film or silly show. These people are sitting doing nothing." A policeman walks in, he arrests one of them, puts him into prison. "What's going on here? Were you wasting your time watching such a silly show?" The people say, "Shh, be quiet. You're disturbing us. Don't be foolish. You walked in here, in the middle. We've been sitting here for 2 hours. We know exactly what's going on." Chofetz Chaim says, we come to this world for a short period of time. We're seeing one small part of the film, one small part of the show. We can't start saying our opinions. Things that happen to Klal Yisrael as a whole, things that happen to individuals, all with a gewaltige cheshbon. As the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, neshama has come down a number of times. What happens to a person in his life can be dependent on what took place during his lifetime in a previous Gilgal. You see a piece of a puzzle on the floor, a little bit of blue, a little bit of white, a bit of black, a bit of brown. You think it's a piece of rubbish. You're about to throw it away. Your kid runs in, "No, no, no, please. That's part of the puzzle. There's 1,000 pieces to the puzzle. Let me show you." He makes the puzzle, and this little bit of white was part of a cloud. The black was part of a bird. The brown was part of a bark of a tree. The little piece of the puzzle has meaning when it's placed inside the whole picture. Many things in life happen which we don't understand. So Rabbi Yosef Salant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us one mitzvah which doesn't make any sense. We don't understand it. But he revealed the reason to Moshe Rabbeinu that we should know there is an explanation. There's an explanation which is not going to be revealed to us. The reason why we've been given something to do which we don't understand is to get us used to the fact we don't have to understand everything we see in life and everything that happens to us. The Mishnah in Ovis writes, "Hakol if yirei b'masa." The Rambam explains, if a person feels himself being stingy, he wants to have nedivos. So if he starts forcing himself to give, he eventually becomes a nodiv. If a person has got no rachmonus, he's got achzorius. If he starts teaching himself and behaving in a merciful way, after time he will become merciful. In the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world where people do die and people have to be buried. There was a constant stream of people to the Beis HaMikdash who became Tommy through a mace. This was part of daily life. People always got used to the idea of going to the Beis HaMikdash and seeing people or themselves being spritzed with the Eifa Parah. This was part of daily life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose something which people will constantly come in contact with. Something which makes no sense as far as we can understand, to teach people that not everything a person has to understand. And when a person continuously gets to see something he doesn't understand, it becomes part of him, and he stops asking questions, and he's makabel upon himself. We don't have to understand everything we see in life. The question of tzaddik v'raloi, we see people, good people, going through difficult periods, difficult episodes in life. This question, tzaddik v'raloi, he's a tzaddik, why is he having a difficult life? Many people have been bothered by this question, and some people have even drifted away from Yiddishkeit. Even Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question. The Gemara in Brachos on the Pasuk, "Di'eini nas derachecha," show me your ways. What was the question? The Gemara explains, why is a tzaddik sometimes have a difficult life, and a rosha has a good life? And according to Rav Meir in the Gemara, the question wasn't even answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chanois is asher ochin afal pisheinu hogon, v'richamti is asher arachem afal pisheinu hogon. Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question.
Where's the Gemara?
In Brochus Tav Zayin. In the Gemara Kedushin Lama Testament base, the Gemara tells us a story of Elisha ben Avuya, who went far away from Yiddishkeit. What made him turn his back on Yiddishkeit? He was so great. The Gemara says, Lishna de Chutzpitz HaMaturgamon. Chutzpitz HaMaturgamon was a great Tana. The tongue of this great Tana was being schlepped through the dust by a Dova Acha, by a Chazir. He saw this happening, he had questions, and that caused him to drift away from Klal Yisrael. It's a question which really can push a person away from Klal Yisrael. We know during the Holocaust, people saw things they couldn't understand, and it caused them to drift away. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? The mitzvah Parah Adumah, Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Torah gave us a mitzvah that we don't understand, in order for us to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that we don't have to understand everything that takes place, both in the person's private life and to Klal Yisrael as a whole. That's how he explains Chuko Chokakti Gzeira Gozarti. There's two things in the Medrash. Chuko Chokakti, I made a statute you cannot understand, in order that when I make a decree that you don't understand, you should accept it. Gzeira Gozarti, I made a decree, you don't have to understand it. You've got to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got his reasons, and it all makes sense. There's a famous story that Ramban, a story from Arishan, he writes that one of his Talmidim was young, he became very ill, he realized he only had a few days left. And he said to the Talmud, please do me a favor, come back to me in a dream. And answer, you're so special, you've done no averus. Why are you ill? Why are you leaving this world at such a young age? And the Ramban writes, after a few weeks, the Talmud actually revealed himself in a dream to his Rebbe, the Ramban. And he said to the Ramban, you asked me to ask a question, and I intended to fulfill your wishes and come up to Shemayim and ask the question. When I came here, there's no questions at all. There's nothing to ask. Everything is so clear. There's no question at all to ask. This famous Moshe from Dubna Magid, when they took Rabbi Akiva and they murdered him in a very brutal manner, he had always wanted to be killed al Kiddush Hashem. But it wasn't just he was killed in a brutal manner, in a painful way. The Gemara tells us in Menachos Chof Pesam Advais, they took his flesh, and they used it as weights in the market. Such a bizoyin. The Malachim saw what was going on. They came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah, Zu Schara. This is Torah, this is its reward. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Akiva, which the Medrash tells us in this week's Edra, Dvorim Sheloi Niglu L'Moshe Rabbeinu, things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, Niglu L'Rav Akiva, it's a Medrash. The Gemara Menachos says a story, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rav Akiva expounding on parts of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know this Torah. And he got a shock until he heard him say, Aloch L'Moshe Misina. He had a Nechama, says the Gemara Menachos, I think second Beirik. Rav Akiva, we cannot fathom his greatness. The Malachim said, Zu Torah v'zu Schara. What's going on here? How can you do this to Rav Akiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, one more word, I'm turning the world back to its state prior to creation, to Toiv Avoyu. When you learn this Gemara, it looks a bit strange. If you ask me any more questions, I'm closing the business. What type of answer is this? If you ask me this question once more, I'm closing, I'm shutting down the business. What type of answer is that? You answer that to a child. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer here? I think Dubna Magid is a gewaltige Moshel. As a rich king, who bought the most expensive material. Priceless. And he went and he found the best tailor in the country. And he gave him this material and he said, make me a suit out of this material, but be very careful with it. It's very, very expensive. It's priceless. Make me the perfect suit. The tailor measured the king, spent months and months making this perfect suit out of this material. And he came back and presented the suit to the king. The king tried it on, and the king was very happy with his work, and he was about to reward him, but one of his advisors said, "This material is priceless. I bet he's taken some of the material for himself. How do we know he hasn't pilfered some of the material? Let him first prove that he hasn't taken any material for himself, and then you can go and pay him." And the king was taken in by this advisor, and he said to the tailor, "Tell me, prove to me you've stolen none of the material." The tailor said, "It's very simple. I brought you back a bag of material which I didn't need. Let's take it out, lay it on the floor, then give me back the suit. I'll unstitch every stitch, and we'll lay it out on the floor like a puzzle. If you give me 5 meters by 5 meters, you'll see that every piece is there. Every single thread is there. I haven't taken and stolen any piece of that material." That's what he said to the king. So the Dumna Magid, a Gavaldig Abshat, the Malachim came along, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Toyer v'zu schora, what's going on here? How can you allow this to happen?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, "Listen here, don't ask me this question. If you want me to show you how I allowed this to happen, I'm going to have to turn the world back to Toyer v'voyu and take you through the last 3,000 years and show you exactly every little thing that took place. Each neshama, every single part of this entire globe, exactly what took place at every moment. Let me turn it back right to the beginning and show you and lead you along, and then I'll be able to explain to you and understand why this happened to Rabbi Akiva. One more word, I'm turning you back to Toyer v'voyu. This wasn't as a punishment. Then you'll understand everything." We asked the question, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us something that we cannot understand, looks strange in the eyes of the nations? How can we do that? When the Torah is telling us that by keeping Torah, the nations of the world will look up to us. The answer is, although the nations will chepper us, but this message is so important. It's such an important message that we don't have to understand. And by keeping this mitzvah, we'll get used to the idea of not understanding. This message is so important and so powerful, it's even worth it, even though the goyim will look down at us because of it. Someone else added to this, it's interesting that this mitzvah was given to us when a person's tomei from a mace. That's the time when people ask questions. People are prone to ask questions. Why so young? Why so suddenly? Why in such a manner? That's the right time for this message to be given over to Klal Yisrael, for people to learn. Because that's the time when a person asks questions. We asked, if there is a reason, why can't the reason be, if there's a reason and it can't be revealed to us, what happens when Mashiach comes? Lost love, why then are we allowed to know the reason behind the Parah Adumah? Another answer is very, very simple. The Gemara in Pesachim, Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, we say it in davening a few times a day, "V'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, v'yumu hu yiyah Hashem echad u'shvo'e echad." Akshpoch will be one. Ask the Gemara, Akshpoch is one now as well. Why only when Mashiach will come? Says the Gemara, that today when something good happens, we make a bracha toiva meitiv. When something bad happens, we make a bracha baruch dayan emes. Al b'sur Yisroi is baruch dayan emes. When Mashiach will come, we're going to understand everything. We're going to see everything with such clarity that everything we'll understand and appreciate is for our good. We won't have any questions to ask. Everything will be there with such clarity. So Rabbi Yosef Salant, when Mashiach will come, we don't need this lesson because there'll be no questions. Therefore, at that time, we will be allowed to know and understand the workings of the Parah Adumah. There'll be no reason to hide the reason behind the Parah Adumah. The Medrash, by Yosef, the Medrash writes, that when Yosef, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, it's of the Medrash, Nefhalo Miponov, when Akshpoch will say, Ani Hashem, when Mashiach will come, will be the same. And everybody asks, what's the connection? When the brothers came to Mitzrayim, they saw Yosef. They didn't know it was Yosef. They couldn't understand his alhaga, the way he handled with them. They couldn't understand what he was doing, what he's trying to do. Later, when he said, Ani Yosef, everything was understood. As the Mefarshim explained, he was trying to prove them wrong and show them they made the mistake in the Mechira. But till they knew he was Yosef, they were surprised. Why is he behaving in such a manner? The words, Ani Yosef, those two words, gave them to understand everything that he had done for the last few months. So to Medrash, when Mashiach will come, Ani Yosef, Ani Hashem, everything will be understood. We'll understand, Lamafrea, exactly what took place throughout Klal Yisrael's difficult history. Everything's going to be understood. There'll be no more questions. That's why we won't need this lesson. When Mashiach will come, we can be explained exactly what is the secret of the Parah Aduma. It's a Mogen Avraham. Not sure if people are so aware of this Mogen Avraham, or Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Pei. He writes, Friday, Parshas Chukas. Today, Parshas Chukas, no gulis anois. There was a minik to make a tainis. This was one of the tamesim, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Because Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, some time ago, Nisrafu Chof Kroinois Meleim Sforim B'Tzorfat. In France, they burned 20 wagons full of Sforim. And Sforim in those days were handwritten. It took months to write. It was a tremendous loss to French Jewry, to Klal Yisrael, the main seat of learning at that time, with the Rishonim who lived in France. And these 20 wagon loads were burnt. It was a tremendous loss. It took place Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Writes the Mogen Avraham, but normally when we commemorate a good happening, a bad happening, it's by the date of the month. It's not by the day of the week. So why is this Tarnis commemorated on the day of the week? And he writes something very interesting. It's the Mogen Avraham. Mitoich Shalas Chaloyim. It seems at that time they made the Shalas Chaloyim. I'm not sure how you do that, but there's a system how to make a question and be given an answer in a dream. Noidalem was revealed to them that it's not the day of the month, it's the day of the week which caused this terrible happening to Klal Yisrael. Sheyoyma Pasha Goyim Gzeira Zois. Goyim Gzeira. Zois Chukas Atoira. The Targum writes, Dog Gzeira Araisa. In the year Tov Ches, two big killers were destroyed. The Shach made a slicha, a special slicha or kinnis for that churban of Tachnatat. It happened Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. The Mogen Avraham is telling us that Parshas Chukas, the lesson is we don't have to understand. When Akshpochu does something to Klal Yisrael, for whatever reason we don't understand and which we're not going to understand, he sometimes waits and allows that to happen Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, because that is the week, that is the day before we lay in the Parshas Chukas where we're meant to learn this lesson that we don't have to understand. As we looked, the Mogen Avraham, it's come up Mefurish the Mogen Avraham, that the lesson of Parshas Chukas, Parah Aduma, we read it, it's not relevant to us, something that took place when they had the Beis Hamikdash. Now, we're all Tomei Meis, we don't think too much about it. The lesson of this Parsha is, Zois Chukas Atoira Dog Gzeiras Araisa. We've got to mechazik ourselves in the fact that everything happening in the world is a gewaltige chesed, we don't have to understand. Rabbi Chana Vassman Zecharei Levracha was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Germans, Yimach Shemom. Beforehand, when already they knew exactly what was going on in Europe, and people were asking questions, how and why, and the Bechonah said his marshal, it's printed in Kovetz Oros at the back, he said the marshal is a child who came from the city, and he arrived from a village, or a better city, he came from the city, where he had gone to the shops all his life and bought bread. He didn't think much how bread became bread. He probably thought in his little mind, it grows in a tree, and he's taken to the farms outside the city, and he stays by a farmer for a few months, and he sees this nice green field, and one day the farmer takes a match and burns the whole field. He says to the farmer, what are you doing? He says, wait. Then he takes some beautiful seed, washed seed, it looks so nice, the grain, he throws it in the ground and covers it, What are you throwing away these nice things for? Wait. And shortly afterwards, things start growing. Now he understands, and it grows, and it goes strong, and it grows big, and it turns gold. It looks beautiful, the wheat. He comes with his tractor. He comes and he cuts it all down. So what are you doing? It looks so beautiful. He says, wait. And he extracts the grain and he washes it. Now the child understands the grain looks so beautiful. It looks so good. And then he sees him crush it. And again, the child, what are you crushing it for? Then he extracts the fine powder, the flour. The child says, oh, maybe this is the important part of it. But again, he mixes it with water. He makes it gooey and horrible. The child's not understanding. What are you doing? He says, wait. And they make it into certain shapes. This is all the tachlis of all the work you've been doing the last few months. Okay. And then he throws it into a fire, into the oven. The child says, what are you doing? You're destroying all your hard work. He says, wait. Just hold on and wait. You'll understand everything. So Rabbi Chonon, when the bread comes out of the oven, the smell, the taste, suddenly the child understands everything that took place. So Rabbi Chonon asked him, and he said it about the Second World War, about the Holocaust. He said, we can't understand what Shmuel is doing to us. We've got to wait. When Mashiach will come, Shmuel will say, Ani Hashem, everything will be with such clarity, we'll understand everything. We're only seeing one small part of the puzzle. We're only seeing one small part of the show. Shmuel has got a cheshbon, every little thing that happens, every time a person hurts a little part of his body, a scratch, everything is with a cheshbon. Every kleinekeit is with a cheshbon. Finish off with a moshel, Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is a beautiful moshel, it's brought in Parshas Hazinu, in Chofetz Chaim Adat Torah. Not the porots. A landowner who owned a tavern which a yid was renting, he charged him, pays 50 rubles a year. He had to go away for a year, and he put a servant in charge, an anti-Semite, and he told the innkeeper, this year you're paying me 200 rubles. 200, that's four times the amount of all. I don't care, you're paying me 200 rubles. If you don't pay, there'll be dire consequences. And it came to the end when he's supposed to pay, and he came along and he managed to borrow and put some money. He only had 180 rubles. And he came along, he paid that. He says, there's 20 rubles missing. He says, please have mercy. For the 20 rubles that are missing, we're going to give you 20 lashes. And they whipped him 20 times. He came home bleeding, broken. But a few months later, he recovered. And the porots came back. And he went to complain to the porots. The porots was very annoyed. He said, for every lash he gave you, you're going to get 50 rubles. And he valued the estate of the servant. His wealth was 2,000 rubles. He said, give him half your estate. 20 times. 50 is 1,000. The man became a wealthy man. He came home and he told his wife. And his wife said, why do you look so upset? He says, you don't understand what I'm upset. Had I only brought 160 rubles, I would have been hit 40 times. I would have got the whole estate. I've long forgotten those makas. I feel fine now. Such a shame. Had I been hit an extra 20 times, I would have had the whole estate. So the Chofetz Chaim, Avada, we don't ask for tzoros, we don't want tzoros. The Chofetz Chaim, when Mashiach will come, a person, Klal, will look back at the tzoros they had, and they'll feel exactly the same way. But now, when we can't see with clarity what Akshmoch is doing, we don't understand, we're going to learn this parsha of parshas, Chukas, Zois Chukas, Atayra, Dog Gzeres Araisa. We're going to learn from this Parsha. This is the message of the Parsha. Dog Gzeres Araisa. We don't have to understand what happens to us individually, what happens to Klal Yisrael globally. It's all with a Cheshbon. Akshmoch knows exactly what he's doing. He loves us. He wants to look after us. Whatever he's doing for us for the good. We're going to accept that. Hakshpochu, he knows exactly what he's doing, and as a Mashiach will come, we'll understand everything that transpired in the years of Golus.